You really should keep your back door locked. It's not very safe. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Hey, calm down. You don't need to freak out. It's me. You remember me, don't you? From the clinic. The sperm bank, blue scrubs, clipboard, ringing a bell. Yeah, the one you hand your samples to. What am I here for? Oh, I guess to collect another sample. No, silly, you're not understanding. This isn't for the clinic. This is more of a, oh God, how do you say, a personal visit? Look, I know it might seem a little unprofessional, that I just showed up to your house randomly to get more, but you're all that I can think about. And I'm not trying to be weird, I promise. You've just been in my head all week. It's not like this with the other donors either. Most of them just come in, they shoot a tiny little teaspoon's worth of cum and hand it to me with some meek expression as if I'm supposed to be impressed. But you never disappoint. Every single time you hand me one of your samples, it's full to the brim. Twice a week for the past month, you've been filling up those 5 ounce cups like it's nothing. I guess I just couldn't believe it. Like, who's even capable of making that much? And then I got to thinking, what it would feel like to get filled up with that much. So, the last time you donated, I made sure to look at your donor ID. 418286. I even memorized it. And then when no one was watching, I may have taken a look at the address on your file. I know we're not supposed to look at patient information, but can you really blame me? Look, I know that this is out of the blue, weird, unprofessional, whatever you want to call it. I know. I probably sound like a lunatic showing up to your house asking for sex. And I'm really sorry, but please, you have to let me do this. I'm begging you. This isn't like, it's not a joke or anything. I promise. I need to do this. I don't know. I can't explain it. You won't even have to think about it. Listen, I'll do all the work and you can just sit back and relax. Look, if you just let me do this just this once, I'll leave you alone. I promise. Please. Wait, really? Actually, you'll do it? Holy shit. Huh? No, it's just I guess I didn't think you were actually gonna agree to, having sex after I basically admitted to stalking you or whatever. I wasn't expecting it to be that easy. Anyways, how about we get started? I brought some things that we might need, right here. Some gloves, a clean cup, even some lube, but honestly, I think I'd rather just take it straight this time. Raw from the source. What? It's no different from coming in a cup like you always do. It'll just, be inside me. Come on, don't be so frazzled. I'm a professional. I've done this hundreds of times, though never like this. This is, it's a first for me, but I'm sure it won't be hard. Here, how about I get you warmed up, okay? Yeah? I'm just gonna kneel down here and undo your pants. Fuck. Holy shit. Oh. It's just like I imagined. Damn, it's so perfect. So hot. I'll just get you all ready for me. Yeah. Rubbing my nice soft hands all along this perfect dick, kissing the tip. And your balls. How could I forget those? It's even better than I would have thought. I spent so much time daydreaming about how your cock might look. And trying to visualize what it might be like to get fucked raw by this. I need this. I need you. Hey, baby, how about we move over to the couch? This floor is freezing, and I want to be able to ride you without bruising my knees. There we go. Have a seat. You can watch me take my pants off. And we can't forget my panties. Yes. That's much better. I'm gonna climb on top of you. No. So just lie back. There's no point in being so tense, baby. This is gonna feel so, so good for both of us. I can't wait any longer. I need you inside me right fucking now. I'm gonna ride you and you're gonna pump me full. Understand? Good. Just slide it in. Just like that. Fuck. Yes. Oh, I can feel it stretching me. Oh, yes. Filling me up so good already. Can you feel me? My tight, warm pussy squeezing against you. God, you're so perfect. So hot and thick. I can feel it throbbing inside me. Twitching. Just like that. My pussy was made to take this stick. There you go. Yeah. Feel my plump thick ass. Yeah. Squeeze those cheeks, baby. You know, I haven't even been logging your samples. I keep them for personal use. When you gave that cup of cum to me yesterday. You know what I did with it? I went straight to the ladies' room and locked the door. I unscrewed the cap, pulled down my pants, and fingered my pussy like a fucking animal for an hour with that cup between my thighs. I came so hard, I almost dropped it. You did that to me, and I need more, baby. I need all of it. Look at me. Look at me right now when I say this. You're not just gonna give me a wimpy little spurt tonight. You're gonna give me every last drop. You're gonna pump me full of that fertile cum, and you're gonna brain me. Can you feel it when I spread down against it, baby? Yeah? That's my greedy, tight cunt milking you. Coaxing out that thick fucking load out of your cock. I need this. I was born for this. Fuck. Come on, just like that. Fuck me just like that, you dirty fucking cum cow. You were so skeptical about doing this, and now you're pounding that cock into me so desperately. Yeah, give it to me. I want to feel you shoot that cum shot inside of me. Come on, feel my mom. Come right now. Come right now. Come inside of me, right? Fuck. No. Fuck. I'm gonna. Yes. Fill me up with that thick load, you dirty bull. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, God. Oh God, it's leaking out all over your stomach and your balls. No, don't try and squirm. You're not done yet. Not until you give me another. I said, you're gonna give me all you've got. And that's what you're gonna do. Come on, you're still so hard. I know you have another round in you. I know you can give me one more. You're so hot. I don't ever want to leave you. I want you to be mine. Mine. Maybe I'll keep you. Have you on a leash? Ready to mount me at a moment's notice. I'll make you breed me every morning before breakfast. Every night after dinner. Maybe even wake you up for some, you know, midnight sex. You're gonna fuck me silly. Give me one more. I know you can do it. That's it. You're stiffening back up. See? I told you you've got another one in you. Yeah, squeeze my tits, baby. Yeah, they're so soft and squishy. Put your hand under my shirt. There you go. Play with my nipples. Just like that. You like this, don't you? Serving me? You're gonna come again for me. You're gonna come deep inside me again. Even if I have to ride this cock all night. Fuck. This feels so good. Yes, baby, yes. Right there. Every thrust is hitting the right spot. Mine. Your cum belongs to me. No more donating to that clinic. No. All they do is put it in cold storage for months. Years. From now on, you donate your cum directly to me. Yes. You're twitching again. Your clothes? Already? You are, aren't you? Yeah, go ahead. Fuck me full of that second load, like I'm your cum dump. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Yes. Fuck. There it is. Right there. Fuck. So fucking deep. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yes. Yes. Now, that's what I wanted. That's exactly what I came here for. Exactly what I was thinking about when I was fucking myself in the bathroom. I'm getting all hot and sweaty. Flustered. Getting bred by you. Goodness, I feel so full, so warm and heavy, and it's all leaking out. Oh, that was wonderful. You're even better than I thought you'd be. Let's just slide you out of my tight, full pussy. Such a mess. It's all over the couch and all over your stomach. I've been here long enough, baby. I better get dressed. There. Much better. Hopefully your deep, thick cream pie doesn't leak out all over my pants. No. I'm not done with you yet. Just one more thing, okay? Now, I know I told you, I promised you that this would be a one-time thing, but I just... Honestly, I don't think I can keep that promise. And I'm gonna come back for more. I have to. But I don't think you'd mind. Based off of the expression on your face. I'm gonna start stopping by every day after work. Okay? And you're gonna fuck my brains out just like you did tonight. So you're gonna take these, okay? They're supplements, so you can, you know, keep producing. Not that you have an issue with that. You know, zinc, maca, vitamin E. Some fertility boosting stuff the doctor keeps in the storage room. You should take them twice a day. You'll be so full, bursting, and ready to breed like a good bull. I want you to be overflowing when you fill those sample cups for me, or when I'm writing your cum out of you. you better get some rest tonight. Okay, baby, I'll be back tomorrow, and I expect you to, you know, perform. Okay, bye.